Okay, listen. It's been Mamshich. It's Balshvus. This guy's an interesting lesson in the Mechaber. The Chanukah of Shavuos. That's the Mechaber, and it's also the Lashon of the Torah. Did you know that Shavuos was on the 50th day of Sviyas Aymer? What do you find strange about that?
Sviyas Aymer doesn't have 50
days. Sviyas Aymer does not have 50 days.
But it does.
Sviyas Aymer does not have 50 days. And this is a language Shmuz. So you see that the Torah and the Mechaber hold that Sviyas Aymer does have 50 days. It's just there's 49 of them that we count. We actually count. And the 50th day is the 50th day of Sviyas Aymer, but we don't mark it by counting, by saying today is the 50th day of Sviyas Aymer. But it is the 50th day of the Omer. It's the 50th day. It's the 50th day without us counting. So Vossi, that's what I said. The Mishnah, I'm going to share with you a shtickle I heard from Mayav Rabbi of Moshe, Shlita. That's not Mayav Rabbi, and I didn't really learn by my shepherd.
And it's not Shlita.
It isn't.
So Deacon Bimisasam Kriyam Chaim. He's a lot more alive than we are. At least a lot more alive than I am. This is the Sakos 80 years. Paragraph is Mishnah Yud.
With the hay?
And this is Abu Haya Aymer, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to say, Chamisha Dvam Shashnem Zachaydish is 5 things that are 12 months long. Mishpat Dara Malbol Shneim Zachaydish. That's their punishment. They're judged 12 months. Mishpat Iyav Shneim Zachaydish. The judgment of Iyav is 12 months. Mishpat Amitzriyim Shneim Zachaydish. The judgment of the Egyptians 12 months. Mishpat Geiger Magi Lasalavai. What's going to be the mishpat of Gog Magog? Shnei Mesachedish. That's how long the judgment's going to last. Shemizachet is a full year. And that means that the punishment is shalom. They have complete punishment without anything left out. Mishpat Rishayim Begehenim. Shemizachet.
What began?
The Mishpat of Rishayim in Gehenim. When 1 month meets, it's when 1 month comes again. So they get, let's say someone passes away, a Russia passes away in Chodesh Iyar. When the month of Iyar meets Iyar. When the Chodesh Iyar meets Chodesh Iyar, then the Mishpat's going to be over. That's 12 months. It takes 12 months for a Chodesh Iyar to meet Chodesh Iyar. This is the Makar when someone, Rachman Litzlan, loses a parent and they nay dini avelus for 12 months. And they say Kaddish during those 12 months because the Nifter can't take themselves out of, you know, out of Gehenna. Once somebody's Nifter, they can't do tshuva. And they can't accumulate tzchusim. So the children after them, they say Kaddish, and the Mekabel the Din, and that helps the Neftarim, and it lightens their Din. And if the Din and Mishpat is to be in Gehenim, so the Kaddish takes them out of Gehenim. So if someone says Kaddish for 11 months, then they're saying that it could be that the parent has a Mishpat in Gehenim for 11 months. And after 11 months, the child stops saying Kaddish. They say Kaddish for a total of 11 months. And not 12 months. Because a child that says Kaddish for 12 months is making a statement. The parent is in Gehenna for 12 months. And that's something for a total Russia. That's not something you want to make that statement about a parent. You don't want to make that statement. They stop a month before.
What if they were a total Russia?
I don't know. It's not really in the Gila Mysa nowadays. But you need a Chayish B'Kadshay. Why 12 months? Because 12 months means a total cycle. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, Min HaPesach Ad HaTzeres. The Mishpat of Rishayim in Gehenim is from Pesach until Shavuos. Shenem Amidei Shabbos B'Shabbatah. When one Shabbos meets another. Pesach is called Shabbos. Shavuos is called Shabbos. So when Pesach meets Shavuos, so the Mishpat of Rishayim Gehenim is over. So this is a Pelatzim. A period of 12 months is clear. It makes sense to us. I mean, not that we understand what Gehenim is, and not that we understand what 12 months is, but on some level it makes sense to us because someone who's a Russia deserves a total year. Complete year. And if there's something missing from the year, there's something missing from the punishment. We have a concept that a year is a davar shalem. So if someone's a Russia, the punishment has to be a total punishment because a Russia is someone that has nothing. You know, he's totally evil, totally wicked. So he has rishis b'shleimus. His punishment should be b'shleimus. And 12 months, it's a nice round number because it's the beginning of the year, and then you wait 12 months and you get to the end of the year. So it's some kind of poetic justice. 12 months. You can ask yourself, why 12? You know, why is the year 12 months? That's not the point. We have a Havana that a year is a davar shalom. For whatever reason, a year is a davar shalom. And the Mishpat of Rishayim Gehenim should be a davar shalom. But Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Shita, it's from Pesach until Atzeres, Pesach to Shavuos. Because it says in the Torah, Midishabbas b'shabbatai. That there's something significant about a period between one Shabbos and the next. So what is that? You know, why? Why should the period from Pesach to Shavuos be considered a Davar Shalem? Why is it something which is equivalent to a year? It's a machlekes, and what's their mishpat? 12 months, which is a year? Or 49 days? What is that? It's not a month or a year. 49 days is in the middle. There's no breakup of that time. You know, based on our time schedule, you know, we have days, we have months, we have years, we have decades and centuries and millenniums. What's the Tzadah Shavah? What's the thing in common that the period of time from Pesach to Shavuos has together with a full year? In a way, we're saying that on some level that is a full year. You understand? We're saying that when you start with Pesach and you end with Atzeres, the year's over, it's a full year. And there's nothing about that time period that suggests that. It's a fragment of a year. It's a part of a year. It's not a full year. Then the whole concept is a full year. When you finish, you're starting all over again. You go from Pesach to Atzeres, you don't start with Pesach again. You know, it's not like a 49-day cycle that Pesach, then Atzeres, and then the next day is Pesach, and another 49 days is Atzeres. It's not even something that's ongoing. You know how difficult this is? It's a piece. It's a fragment. It doesn't have. It's not a cycle. It's not a circle. A cycle is circular. That the last day of one period is the first day of the next one. It doesn't even qualify. It's a, why is the year b'chlo? So my Rebbe said, it's almost like a. An original thought. So what is a year? We said there's a year which is called Shnas HaChama. That's not a year for us. And there's a year which is Shnas HaLavana. That's our year. Hagam. The Shnas HaLavana has a 19-year cycle, which always keeps it caught up with the Shnas HaChama. If you follow the 19-year cycle, then the Shnas HaLavana will roughly match the Shnas HaChama. It's never going to lag behind, and you'll always have Pesach in the spring. See, that's important because Pesach is called Chag HaAviv, so you need Pesach in the spring. So you have 7 years out of every 19 years. Then on the Adesheni, and then you have Pesach in the spring. So there is a link between our year, which is the lunar year, and the solar year. But it's a very tenuous link. Because in all those 19 years, you never have a time when you have the exact same amount of days in the lunar year as you have in the solar year. Either you're going to have 11 days less, or you're going to have 19 days more. You know, if you're the basic lunar year is 11 days, or 10 days less. Solar year is 365 days. The lunar year is 355 days. It's approximately. The lunar year, it's every day, every month is a little bit more than 29 and a half days. So 2 months is 59 days. Times six. Hmm? 59 times six. 355 days. Barah, 355 days. So when you have the basic lunar year, it's not the solar year. A year later, you're another 10 days behind. another year later, you add on the extra month, then you're going to have, the lunar year is going to be longer than the solar year. So we never have the solar year. Never, ever. Is our year, the year of the Eden, the Jewish year, is never the solar year. We have the lunar year. That's our year. When did our year start becoming our year? When did it become our year? What was the first time?
Pesach.
Exactly. Beitzias Mitzrayim. The Teres of HaKadosh says, Elohim, Reish Kadosh, and Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chad Yerushana. The Kadosh Baruch Hu declared that Nisan is the first month of the year, and it's 12 months, and Nisan is the first month of the year, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El, Tishrei, Chesh, and Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, and then Nisan again. From that pasuk on. So this man, as we know it, started with Yetzias Mitzrayim. When they went out of Mitzrayim, that's when time began. Before they went out of Mitzrayim, so then time was the solar year. They had time, they had ways of measuring time, it was the solar year. Look at it, you know, like when the Malach came to visit Avraham and Sarah to tell them of the birth of Yitzchak, he scratched, he etched out a line in the wall. And he said, when in another year, when the sun reaches this mark, Sarah's going to have a child. He made like a solar clock, you know. He scratched out an itch in the wall. He said, when the Shemesh reaches this point within the year, he'll have a child. It's a solar year. When they left Mitzrayim, that's when they left. They were free of the solar year. And now they're in the year, we have our own system of time, which goes according to Levana.
They only started once they got the Torah, no?
They started by Yetzias Mitzrayim. By Yetzias Mitzrayim they started.
We had no mitzvah of camp.
Yeah, the Chari they didn't count. You know, the Chari did not count for his Eimer the first year they left Mitzrayim. The Chari there was no carbon Eimer.
No, that's the Chodesh.
They
didn't have the
Chodesh
till they got the Torah.
No, the Chari is the Chari Reish Chodesh, and they counted when they went out. Until they left Mitzrayim, then the pasuk says, "In Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh." That as long as you're in the solar system, and nothing is new. Everything is, you know, the way it is. Things are fixed. I mean, the word Shana in Hebrew also means old. I mean, Shana means you've been here before. The Sherish of the word Shana is Shnayim. I've seen this before. We had this last year, the same exact dates. Shana, it's old. Shana, Yeshana. Yashan means old. Shani means again. Yud Shin Nun means old. Shin Nun means double the second time around. Shana means En Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh, which means that you observe nature, you can unravel the secrets of nature, you're not going to find anything new. Everything is going to react the same way. That's why this. No such thing as a watermelon tree, because if there would be a watermelon tree and it'd fall off, it'd fall down and hit someone in the head. That's a good thing. You can expect the watermelon to come down because everything else in this world, if it's heavy, comes down. It's Yashan, it's out the Maisa here. Yeah, things happen, they're fixed. You can predict them. There's predictability to the forces in this world, and that's the guy and live under that system. There's a word for that, it's called Ashkacha Klalos. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent up certain chukim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Malachim to oversee these chukim, Hashemayim V'aretz. And Hashem tells the guy, listen, you know, try not to disturb the world too much, and if you need something, it's going to come to you automatically, don't bother me. They call you, so it's not like that. I mean, can you do it? Mitzrayim, the source of water of Mitzrayim, it was already there. They had the Nile River. It was there. They didn't have to pray to a higher power for water to come down and water the fields. The water was provided for them. It's there already. It's there and it'll always be there. It's just for all Yerushalayim. You want to say Tashuk in Yerushalayim. You go up on a roof. You look in the direction of something in the something beyond the horizon. If you have a good imagination, you think you're looking at water, which you're really not. It's just a haze. There's no one river. There's a river. There's one river in Tel Aviv called the Yarkon River. It's green. It stinks. And it's a poor excuse of a river. There's very little resources in Israel. And that's hey Yanni, Shalom Aleichem. This is a hush of a mensch. Okay, we're very glad you came. So, you know, why is that? Because Hashem wants the Klal Yisrael should be like they shouldn't be under the sun. The sun is a shana, the sun's old. It's an alte zach, it's predictable. You wake up in the morning, the sun is always there. Did you ever wake up in the morning and the sun wasn't there? It was always there. And you weren't surprised when you saw the sun. It's there. But the moon, sometimes you wake up at night time. You wake up at night. It's not there. It disappears. The moon disappears. The sun never disappears. The moon gets smaller. The sun never changes. It's always the same size. The moon gets smaller, and then it disappears, and then it comes back again. It's fickle. Moons are fickle. It just swells fickle. You want water? It's looking out. It's not here. So what do we got to do? Pray. If you're good, it'll come. If it's not good, it doesn't come. So when the water comes, that's a chiddush, because it's not here, and you have to bring it from somewhere else. And it's not something you could count on. It's not there all the time. It comes and goes. Yeah, the rain in Eretz Yisrael is called moondik. It's moondik, levanadik. It comes and goes, and sometimes it doesn't come at all. Sometimes it just keeps going. It's not predictable. No, they have like a Masera, the Kavak Kadisha, that when there's a drought in Eretz Yisrael, like for a very long time, and there's a Levaya, they bury the Nifter with a wet towel wrapped around the arm of the Nifter, and it's just a gula for rain. And it's happened, you know, like, it works. I mean, I was never present when it worked, but I've heard that it works.
Where does the Masera come?
Well, the Chavar Kedisha and Masera, they have a very, very deep and holy stuff. I don't know. The name for a month is Chodesh. Chodesh means Chodesh. Suppose it says, Ein kol Chodesh tachas ha-shamish. There's nothing new under the sun. So you make a diyek, what's a diyek? Under the sun there's nothing new, but under the moon there is something new. And that's why months are called Chadashim, because Yesh Chodesh Tachas Levana. So it's called a Chodesh. And Ashana is called Yishana. So Ashana is old and Levana is new, because Levana will come up with things that are unexpected. So we'll never have the lunar year is never the same length as the solar year. We try and keep them on the same track, but it's never the same, because it's never going to be predictable. The solar year is always predictable, and the lunar year is not. And until they left Mitzrayim, they were under the sun. So until they left Mitzrayim, it didn't really matter what they deserved or what they didn't deserve. It was fixed. And they left Mitzrayim. So the average year, the lunar year, is 355 days, approximately. We were able to have this definition of time after Yetzias Mitzrayim. 355 days, if you divide it by weeks. So how many weeks do you get?
52.
You get 50 weeks plus 5 days. 50 times 7 is 350. And you have 5 days. So the average lunar year is 355 days. The start of the lunar year was in Lef Mitzrayim. And you see, Mitzrayim being broken up into two parts. When they actually left Mitzrayim, and the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The process took time. They actually left Mitzrayim. That was a culmination of a process. That process they took. Chazal tells us. The Gemara tells us. They left Mitzrayim on Yom Chamishi. That year, Yetzias Mitzrayim was Thursday. Left Mitzrayim on Yom Chamishi. The Shibud ended on Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol. That's when they took the sheep and they tied it to the bedpost, and the Egyptians didn't protest. You know, the Egyptians would say, oh, that's interesting, you have a sheep attached to your bedpost. You know, that's our God. And the Jews said, yeah, we know. Well, what are you going to do with it? We're going to slaughter it. And the Mitzrayim, she said, oh, that's cool. Now, that was the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The fact that they were able to do that, the Shibud was ended. So it was a 5-day period when they were free in Mitzrayim. And that's the actual process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The culmination of that process was on Pesach. So that means that Zman began when they left, and it was a 5-day preliminary period before they went. So it means these 355 days could be broken into two segments. 5 days, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. It takes 5 days to go out of Mitzrayim. And then you have 350 days left. Which means that when you leave Mitzrayim, it takes 5 days. And you're going out of the 365-day Shlita, you know, the Malchus of 365, the Malchus of the Sun. And it takes 5 days to go out of that Malchus to go into the 350-day Malchus. So year really is not 355 days, it's really 350 days, because the 5 days don't represent the year. They represent the pathway that they left Mitzrayim to go into the year. No, if you... It's really 350... It's not 355-day year, it's 350-day year, but there's a 5 days of the year that represent the process of leaving Mitzrayim and entering into this new system. If you view a year like that...
The Egyptians also have a lunar year?
Nope.
Then shouldn't it be like 365 minus 5? Shouldn't it be a 360-day year?
The Egyptians' year is 365, and it's always 365, and there's no days of going in or out because they don't go anywhere.
Okay, but once the Jews left that, you said it was a 5-day...
That's for us.
Right, so shouldn't it be a 360-day year then? Shouldn't it be a 5-day from...
Yetzias Mitzrayim started a year ago.
Lunar. It's when it started the lunar.
It's marked by the lunar year, which is 29 and a half days per month. They were going from Tachas HaShemesh to Tachas HaLevana. 350 is 7 times 50. When you have a year, and you have a year of 350 days, you know, minus those 5 days of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. So by making a year of 350 days, you're doing that by joining two numbers. You're taking a 7-day week, and then you're multiplying it by 50, and you're creating a year. I mean, it's all like you have a father, you connect it with a mother, and you create a child. You want a 350-day year, you have a 7-day week, You repeat that week, or you have that week over and over and over again, 50 times, to create a 350-day year. So it's a Hebrew between the 7-day week and the number 50. We've been talking about Hanukkah. And the Ivanim is not just the Klal Yisrael. It's because Klal Yisrael has access to a reality that the Ivanim they can't reach. And the Ivanim have this not just the Torah, and they have this not just the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash is a physical building which has properties of the spiritual, and it's in this world, but it doesn't act like this world. And there's a Chibur in the Beis HaMikdash, between the Beis HaMikdash and the Torah is something which doesn't exist in this world. It exists in the world of Machshava, which is not this world. Thoughts do not exist in this world. Thoughts come from the Olam HaMachshavos. We spoke about the parallels, the connection, that in the Mikdash you have the Mikdash, plus you have the Torah. You have the Torah and the Luchos, and the Shivri Luchos. Then you have the Menorah and the fire. These are all parallels between a chibur between Ruchnius and Gashmius. You have Yaakov Avinu, he went to sleep in that place, and Nisul Mutzav Aitzav, Rosh Amiga Yeshamayma. You have the ladder on the ground, and you have the head of the ladder in Shemayim. And then the Morel talked about the fact that the Menorah burned for 8 days. Because it was a 7-branch Menorah, and the number 7 represents this world, because this world, everything is 6 directions plus a central point. And everything's finite. And everything's under the sun. That means you have oil that has the qualities to burn for 1 day. It's not going to burn for more than 1 day. It's takas hashamish. It's shana. It's old. It's something we know. It's a known quantity. We know it's 1 day. Every time I burn this amount of oil, we don't have to, we do this every year when we light Hanukkah candles now, but we don't have the same miracle. But you fill up your little cups to the top, you know how long it's going to burn. And every single night it burns the exact same amount of time. It's Shana. It's Shana. That's why there were 7 branches in the Menorah. The Beis HaMikdash, why didn't the Beis HaMikdash have 8 branches? There were 7. Because the Beis HaMikdash is as miraculous as it was, it's this world. But at the time of Hanukkah, they burned for 8 days. So it's a chibur between 7 and 8. There's a connection between the physical world and the miraculous existence that's beyond the world. A lunar year. So we talked about Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a chibur between the 7s and 8s. Sfiras Aimer, we said was a Hanukkah menorah. Sfiras Aimer was a Hanukkah menorah. We talked about that last. Sfiras Aimer is a Hanukkah menorah. And now a lunar year is a Hanukkah menorah. Because it's made up of 7 days multiplied by 50 times. And Kiddur, the number 50, is related to number 8. Because 7 times 7 is 49. And the number 50 is when you're taking your first step into the 8s. So lunar year is a Hanukkah menorah. And lunar year is Sfiras Aimer. It's a connection between the 7s and the 8s. It's a connection between the world which is finite. It's our world. Our world is a praiser. Our world is a corridor. And it's connecting to the destination, to where we're supposed to end up. We're supposed to end up in a place that's not finite. We're supposed to end up in a place that's new. That isn't, it's not, limited. And it's not the same old story. But there's constant scratches. So that's our year. So before Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were not capable of that. We just did the same thing over and over again. Get up, go to work, come back, fall asleep in front of the TV. Get up, go to work, come home, fall asleep in front of the TV. Same exact thing. You know, people do the same exact thing through life. You wonder what is keeping them going. They have no life. They don't have a Shabbos. But it is not to have a Shabbos. You work on Thursday, the next day is Friday, you work on Friday, you work on Shabbos, you work on Sunday. There's no Shalot. There's nothing special.
I mean, seven,
even though nowadays the guys don't work on weekends.
Doesn't make sense.
Sean said eight.
They don't go to work on weekends. But the day is not special. It's the same day as any other day. So they don't work, but there's nothing positive about it. They don't go to work. But there's nothing positive about it. There's nothing that distinguishes the day from the next. In fact, they don't even need 7 days. Just count one. They're born, that's one day. And then when the week old, it's 7 days. When they're 2 weeks old, you know, just change the names. Instead of having Sunday all over again, just make up new days. Quark day and weird day and fruity day. And then keep going. There's no reason. There's nothing. There's no Shabbos that there's any reason why you should start again from the beginning. There's not. Everything is old. There's nothing new. Nothing new. There's no scratches. Over and over and over again. And when Klaisha left Mitzrayim, that's what they left. And that's the main change in Klal Yisrael, is that they became a different person. They became different people. They're now capable of something which never was here before, something new. Constant renewal. Going from one renewal to the next. Never stopping, forever. But this world's a corridor. So this world is the world of sevens. But the corridor is connected to the palace. Eventually, you continue down the corridor, you know, the right directions, make the right turns, so you get to your destination. And in order for you to get to your destination, there has to be a connection between the corridor and the destination. There has to be a chibur. And that chibur is the months that we keep. It's mamish. Our time, it's not just a way of marking time. Our time is a time that it only is time because it's marked in a way that connects to numbers that go beyond limits.
And the years are important because of the
years.
Shemitah?
Well, it's a similar cycle. I'm just saying that.
No, but I'm saying that's the cycle?
It's the same cycle because Shemitah, you have 7 years, you have seven of those, and then Yevil is the eighth, so you have a connection between seven and eight. Chanukah, you have seven branches on the menorah, it lasts for 8 days, you have a connection between seven and eight. Sfiras HaOmer, you have 7 weeks, and the 50th day, Zokta Mechaber, is the Sfiras HaChamishim, because we don't count the 50th day because we are in this world. You can't count something that's not on the world with you. But that doesn't mean it's not counted. We don't count it, but it is counted. It's just that we don't do it. God counts it. We don't count it. God counts it. We do 49, and God counts the 50th. So it's Sfiras HaOmer. It's just we don't count it. God says, you count up to 49, and then I'll count the 50th. What this means in real terms is if we keep the laws of Shemitah and Hanukkah, all these mitzvahs, keep the laws of Shemitah and Hanukkah and Kiddush HaChodesh, all the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh and Sfiras HaOmer, that's Negev right now. So Hashem expects us to do the maximum in the physical world. He doesn't accept anything less. And when you're a Yid Hashem, and you do the Avodas HaSfira, with all the Avodas that Sfiras HaOmer entails, The time to the base, I mean, this is what it meant one thing. I mean, nowadays it means something else. Because now we have the sphere. But you do the sphere. When you do the sphere, Bishlamas. So after 49 days, you do the maximum possible sphere. You can't do anymore. So Hashem says, okay, now Hashem will do the rest. And then he lifts us up. But only after we do our maximum. So we do the maximum in the physical world, that's our world. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu lifts us up way beyond anything we could ever accomplish on our own. And that's the 50th sphere. Shavuos is the 50th day of Shavuos. And we're getting back to the Mishnah of Sukkos Edius. So now it should be Pashut. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, the Mishpat of Rishayim ben Gehenim, is from Pesach until Atzeres. Because it's also a Chibur of 7 and 8. It's 49 days plus 50 days. So you have 7 weeks. And then, after a combination of 70 weeks, you reach the 50th day. So that's where 7 touches in. As I say, they say a Hebrew joke, Lama Shesh Pichid Misheva.
Why?
No.
Lama Shesh Pichid Misheva.
Misheva
Shmona Tesha. Mike, if you didn't get it, you could admit it.
Why?
So,
come on.
Why was
6 afraid
of 7?
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
7, 8, 9. 7, 8,
9.
7, 8, 9. 7, 8,
9.
7, 8, 9. 7, 8,
9. 7,
8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9.
The
jokes
are
making me Zrok Lamala. Get it? Yes, I got it.
Thank you.
Acknowledge me. Acknowledge. Atanaseo
Otiegozim.
Knowledge. What? Atanaseo Otiegozim. Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Huh?
So that, you know, when the Gemara says that the Mishpat of Shoyim Begehenim, according to Bekiva, is 12 months, and according to Yekan Benuri, it's from Pesach to Atzeres. It's the same Shita. It's just that Yekan Benuri, it's condensed. You have the Pratim, you have the 7 weeks, and then it's 49 days, and you have Shviyat, which is the 50th day. So that's a Chibur between 7 and 8 in a condensed form.
The Bekiva Shita. Shmita.
Right.
Smira.
Hanukkah.
No, but today specifically.
Right, Rosh Chodesh,
Shmita.
Right, we're all together. And we're learning their mitzvah. When you have a 12-month cycle, you're a kibushita, so you have a different chibur of 7 and 8, it's expanded. 7 days was 50 weeks.
Why did he condense it?
Well, it's two ways of being mechaber 7 to 8. One is through days, and one is through weeks and days. 7 days per 50 weeks.
Either way,
it's a sort of a year.
Every week.
I'm saying that because the purpose of a year, Hashem gives us time in order to use that time to its maximum in the physical world that we have to reach a goal. The process is 7 in different forms. 7 years, 7 days, 7 weeks. The process is 7 in different forms. But the goal is either 8 or 50, It's all common themes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 7 days, and at the culmination of creation, the Torah says, Yom HaShishi, Vayichulu HaShemayim Va'aretz. On the 6th day, Shemayim and Aretz were complete. It doesn't mean Friday. The world wasn't complete on Friday. If anything, you would say the world was complete on Shabbos. You wouldn't say the world was complete on Friday. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he's Rosh Ha'olam Hayachasa Menucha. Hashem saw the world was missing Menucha. Va'Shabbos Ba'Menucha. How could you say the world ended on the world was complete on the 6th day? It wasn't complete on the 6th day. Chazal is Kakash, it says Yem Hashishi. And Hashishi is a Hey Yediyah. Chazal answer is referring to the 6th day of Sivan. So that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything, and it's not the way we think. We read the Chumash when we're 9 years old. That Yem Hashishi, it's the last day of active creation, because Hashem created for 6 days. Now the Shemayim and Aretz are finished, and after the completion of creation comes Shabbos. So the way we read it is, it's referring to 6 days of creation, and now we're going to talk about Shabbos. On that level, it's certainly true, it's the Pashup Shad. But on another level, it's not telling us Hashem finished creation after 6 days, it's saying Hashem finished creation after 8 days. Yom HaShishi, the 6th day of Sivan. Hashem created the 6th day of Sivan after the 7 days. First, Hashem created 7 days, and the world was not complete, because we had a way to go somewhere, but we didn't have a way to go. It's like a bridge into nowhere. They built a bridge, beautiful bridge. And then you go from the beginning end to the bridge, and then you step into nowhere. So it's not complete. Yom HaShishi, the 6th day of Sivan. So now the world is complete, because now we have a place to go to that never ends. It's never ending. It's not constricted. It's not confined. It's not restricted. It's not mitzumtzum. It's beyond. It's the eights. It goes from the sevens to the eights. It goes from Sheva, which is the same letters as Saveya. Saveya means to be satisfied. That means you have limits. If you're satisfied, you have limits. And it goes to the world of Shmaina. Shmaina is the same letters as Shmeina, which is fat. And fat means you're going beyond your limits. That's what fat is. You go beyond your limits. So Sheva is the limit. Everything in this world is created within its limitations. And that's the, we live in that world. That is our world, and everything we do is within the world of limits. And when we complete it, when we use that world totally and completely for its purpose, we follow the instruction book and we use it the way it's supposed to be used. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us over to the world of Shemayna, which is, Shemayna is like fat, it's beyond. It extends beyond, the belly extends beyond, Shemayna. So the Rebbeinu Menuhin Shita, the Rebbeinu Shita is basically the same Shita.
Shem, who are the king?
Say it 7 times.
Oh.
Right? We say it 7 times, we don't say it 8 times. Mekabel Olmach Shemayim 7 times. Hashem wants us to extend His malchus over the physical world. That even the world of limits, Hashem is the king over that also. Hashem didn't make this world so He should be proclaimed a king in the world without limits. He's already a king in the world without limits. Hashem created this world. Ani Hashem Hasheichem Itchem B'Seit Tumatzam. I'm Hashem that I dwell with you among your tuma. Even the world of Tuma, even the world of Mem Teshari Tuma, we proclaim Him as a king. We read Sefer Rusan, Shavuos. Rus is from Mayav. Mayav is Megamatria, Mem Tes. Mayav represents the self-containment, staying within all the sevens of this world without ever breaking out. So Mayav is 49. They will never get to 50. They don't want to get to 50. And Rus broke out. So Rus is the Hanukkah Menorah of Sefer Rus. Just saying, it's you have the 49 levels of Derech HaTeva, and then you have the one that breaks out. It's we don't get to see it before Shavuos, we should all be zecher to our own personal breaking out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.